Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu runs away from home because of Esav's threats. And on his journey away from home, the Torah tells us how he slept and how he received the incredible nevuah of the ladder and the angels going up and down. And he also received the nevuah from Hashem, guaranteeing Hashem's protection. And after this nevuah, the Torah says the following, Perek Chavches, Pasuk Tazayin, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso. Yaakov woke up from his sleep, Vayomer, and he said, Achen Yesh Hashem Bamakom Azeh, V'Anochi Lo Yadati. Surely Hashem is in this place, and I did not know it. What didn't Yaakov know? What does V'Anochi Lo Yadati refer to? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that Yaakov said the following, She'im yadati, had I known, lo yashanti b'makom kadosh zeh. I didn't know, says Yaakov, that this was a makom kadosh. I didn't know that this wasn't a regular place. Had I known, says Yaakov, I never would have slept here. And on this Rashi, there is a beautiful and fundamental idea that is shared by Rav Zalman Sarutskin, who died in 1966. It's in his Sefer on the Chumash, Oznaim LaTorah. Rav Sarutskin says the following. Let's think about this Rashi and the implications of what Yaakov said. If Yaakov had not slept, who knows if he would have received the dream and the nevuah of the ladder and of the angels going up and down. And even more than that, when Yaakov went to sleep, Hashem spoke with him directly. How often does that happen? And in this direct nevuah, Hashem promised Yaakov that he would protect Yaakov and Yaakov's descendants. And this was a whole dream, was incredible. It was the very first time Hashem revealed himself directly to Yaakov, the first time Hashem spoke to Yaakov. And yet, with all that, Yaakov woke up and said, I slept in a makom kadosh. I slept where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. That's usur. Im yadati lo yashanti b'makom kadosh zeh. Had I known where I was, had I known the importance of this tremendously holy place, I wouldn't have slept here. Rav Sarutskin says that this statement shows how strongly Yaakov felt about avoiding sin. After he woke up from his dream, he said, in essence, despite the fact that I saw an incredible nevuah, despite the fact that I heard from Hashem himself directly, despite all that, it still wasn't worth it. If I had to do it all over again, if I had the opportunity to do it all over again, I would not have slept in this holy place, even though I know that that may mean that I would lose the great opportunity that I was given. Rav Zalman Sarutskin says that this beautiful idea explains a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, have a mechashev hefseid mitzvah keneged schara, uschara veira keneged hefseida. Calculate or consider the loss incurred for performing a mitzvah compared to its reward, and calculate the pleasure received for sinning compared to the punishment. What does this Mishnah mean? You should calculate schar avera keneged hefseda, calculate the pleasure received for sinning compared to the punishment? Rav Sarutskin says, yes, this refers to when our Yetzer Hara is enticed by illicit physical pleasures in this world. In that situation, says Rav Sarutskin, you should indeed calculate the costs of sinning versus the benefits of following Hashem. If we think about this in a level-headed way, if we compare whatever benefits we get in this world versus the infinite rewards that will await us in the next world, if we listen to Hashem, if we do that, then we will always come out on the side of God and on the side of Torah. An honest calculation like that will always lead to holy conclusions. However, says Rav Sarutskin, when your Yetzer Hara doesn't suggest illicit physical pleasures, but illicit spiritual pleasures, when you're enticed to do something wrong because your Yetzer Hara is trying to convince you that you'll be rewarded in the next world, when that happens, run away from the sin. No calculations, no thinking, no working it out. If that's what the Yetzer Hara is trying to tell you, run away. When Yaakov woke up from sleeping on Har HaBayit, he said, even with the spiritual benefits, a sin is not worth it. I must run away. Had I known that I was going, that I would sleep in a holy place, I would give up all the benefits. Why? Because I must run away from sin. It's an incredible level to be on, but each one of us can head in that direction. Sinning never pays, even when we think the rewards are worth it. Have an amazing day, everyone.